types of statistics and types of data. Next, we will look at two major types of statistics and some types of data. Types of statistics. There are two types of statistics, descriptive and inferential. Descriptive statistics provides numerical information about variables. In simple terms, it uses numbers to describe the characteristics of a data set. Inferential statistics makes an assumption, an inference, about a population based on a sample or calculates the strength of the association between cause and effect. The CDC refers to the 5 W's of descriptive epidemiology, which are used to help identify, collect, and organize relevant data. What? Health issue/event of concern or diagnosis. Who? Demographic data related to population affected. Where? Any place and/or geographic location relevant to disease occurrence. When? Disease occurrence over time or at specific times. Why? How? Causes, risk factors, modes of transmission. Statistical measurements commonly used in surveillance programs or review of published studies include measures of central tendency, mean, median, mode, and types of distributions, dispersion, range, deviation, variance, and standard deviation, frequency, rates, ratios, and proportions, and percentiles. Often the most useful measurements are those of frequency, commonly referred to simply as rates. Types of data. An IP should be familiar with the different types of data they will have to collect and understand. Quantitative data are numeric, that is, they are collected by counting people, behaviors, conditions, infections, etc. They can be used to make comparisons. Quantitative data can be further classified as discrete or continuous. Discrete data contain whole numbers and represent a finite number of values, for example, the number of patients admitted to a unit on a given day. Discrete data are counted. Continuous data contain whole numbers, decimals, or percentages that can be measured on a continuum or scale and can have numeric values between minimum and maximum values. A continuum, for example, patient age, infection rates, or temperatures. Continuous data are measured rather than counted, for example, the standardized infection ratio, SIR, versus the infection rate over a 2-year period. Qualitative data include all data that are non-numeric. They use words to describe healthcare events. Examples of qualitative variables include patient blood type, that is A, B, AB, O, and infection status, infected, not infected. Categorical data are data that fit into mutually exclusive groups, for example, sex, age group, and organism. It is easy to make quantitative data categorical, such as transforming age and years into age groups.